You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on AM 770 KTTH.
And with Thanksgiving a couple of weeks away, it's also time to talk turkey about your estate plan. There's a lot to consider at year end for those of you who didn't update your estate plan at the end of 2012. Now is the time to do it. We're hearing more changes could be on the way. That's why I sat down with one of the top estate attorneys in the entire region, Laura Hexter at Helsel Fetterman. Laura, hard to believe it's November already. This year has flown by. Here we are talking year end already. And before we do that, I want to talk about your practice. You're one of the most successful estate planning business attorneys here in the Seattle metro area. I know you work the entire region. How'd you get into this crazy business in the first place?
Well, it was one of those areas of law that I found interesting, and I found it was helping people rather than fighting or breaking down marriages or just litigation never really interested me. So this was one where you were helping people, you were helping them build wealth, keep wealth, and look towards a brighter future, whether it's a business enterprise or whether it's passing wealth to their kids. It was always a positive area of law.
It sounds to me as we hit the year end here that there's perhaps a misconception that a lot of the changes that took place at the end of last year, there was that big rush to get everything done. I think even busier this year in some respects, because I don't think we anticipated it would be this busy. But there could be some more changes looming.
There could be. This idea of permanence is always very fleeting when you have changes of administration. Right now, we're sort of towards the beginning of Obama's second term. And earlier in the year, he did put out his new budget plan for 2014. And that laid out some definite changes that he wants to make that do affect people if he's able to be successful with pushing them through.
Let's talk about a couple in particular we were speaking about during the break here. And these are widely used techniques in estate planning that could see some big changes.
Absolutely. I mean, the first and the most on everybody's minds is that Obama wants to take the 2013 rates, or the rates that are now in existence, back to the 2009 rates. So right now we have a 40% estate gift and generation skipping tax, and if we resort back to 2009, we have a 45% tax. The biggest change would be the exemption amount. So right now we have a $5 million exemption that's indexed for inflation. So for 2013, it's $5.25 million per person, exemption against all three of those taxes. If we resort back to 2009, the rate drops to $3.5 million for estate and generation skipping tax and $1 million for gift tax. So it's a big change if he's able to do that. His proposal does say it will start January 2018. So there is a little bit of leeway if he's able to successfully push this through. But that's one of the bigger ones is, will the rate stay the same? And in his proposal, he does say that there will be no clawback. So if you're able to gift away the $5 million this year and the rate drops in the future, you're not going to be taxed on that benefit you receive that no longer exists. So there are some concessions made if we do resort back to a lower amount. But it is one of those areas that's looming that everybody believes we have permanence, which, like I said, never really exists in the tax world.
Laura Hexter, one of the top estate attorneys in the region, joining us here on Business Briefing. And Laura, you and I both know what a GRAT is. It's a term that's thrown around in estate planning quite a bit for our audience members out there, though, who don't know what that is. Why don't you fill us in, because we could see some changes to that as well.
Absolutely. So to understand GRATs, you have to understand where they originated from. And this really focuses around retained interest. So if I were to gift a family member a house and retain the right to live in it for 20 years, the IRS values my retained interest at zero. So I'm taxed on the full value of the transfer of the house. If the transfer is a qualified interest type of transfer, then I'm able to subtract out the value of my retained interest from the gift. So I take whatever the value of a 20-year retained interest, and the gift is the net of that. So I'm not being taxed on the entire value of the house, just a portion of it. So a GRAT is where you set up a trust and move an interest, let's say $1 million of stock, into the trust, and you retain an annuity interest, which is a qualified interest. And what taxpayers have done is they found a way to make this to remove all the downside and make it a technique where there's only upside. So they've done that by minimizing the term of the trust to 2 years or so, and by maximizing the annuity retained. So for instance, I transfer $1 million of stock into a GRAT, and I retain basically a 50% interest over 2 years. So the first year I take back $500,000, the second year I take back another $500,000. So I've zeroed out the GRAT. What I've put in, I've received back. The benefit is all the appreciation over that 2 years goes to my kids tax-free. So GRATs are a great way to transfer assets with no downside the way they're structured now. So if the stock stays flat, I take back everything I put in, no downside. If the stock appreciates wildly, my kids get a lot of money tax-free. What Obama proposes is to limit these GRATs to 10 years. So you don't get that wild ride of appreciation. It's probably much more flat over 10 years. The other thing he wants to do is to not let you zero them out. Require that you do make some sort of gift. So what you put in, you can't take back 100%. So there are some, he wants to build back in a downside to this, a risk to this technique going forward.
Yeah, we hear a zeroed out GRAT, so would they also extend that period to zero it out? I mean, you talked about 10 years maybe instead of 20, but I mean, would they say, hey, if you're going to do a GRAT, you've got to keep it in there for a minimum of 4 or 5 years, or would they look at that maybe?
So he said you need to keep it in a minimum of 10 years. That's in his proposal, 10-year minimum. But he also wants to say that there has to be, the date of creation, there has to be some gift. So you can't absolutely zero it out. But his proposal doesn't say how much of a gift he's proposing, but that there has to be some level of gift involved. So there's got to be some risk. 10 years you're locking up your money, and some sort of gift that you're paying upon formation.
Well, you and I both know that our clients don't like to lock things up, and so that could really change the dynamic in estate planning, couldn't it?
Absolutely, because you're not going to get your money back after 2 years. You're not getting 50% back after year one and 50% back after year two. Now we're talking about minimum of 10 years, so you're getting one-tenth back every year if you try to get as close to zero as possible, and that's really a lockdown period for a lot of people.
A lot of wealth across the region. I know people hear the $5.25 million number and say, well, you know, okay, yeah, we're under that. But they tend to forget that Washington and Oregon both have a state inheritance tax as well, and that plays into your planning, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Washington has this year a $2 million state estate tax with a 10 to 19% tax in excess of the $2 million. It's going to be indexed for inflation as of next year, but the top bracket goes up to 20% as well. So a lot of people hear about portability, and you don't need to set up trusts at death anymore because the surviving spouse can just capture what the deceased spouse didn't use. And while that works for federal estate tax, it's not applicable to Washington state estate tax. So we have to keep a lot of those trusts to minimize or avoid the state estate tax, since you're going to be hit with that at a much lower level.
Well, it's an interesting time here as we hit the end of this year. I know last year, you know, obviously mayhem as people were trying to get things done before the end of the year and the changes. But things really haven't slowed down a whole lot this year. I think maybe because there is some certainty in people's minds. It's been a pretty busy year this year too, hasn't it?
Absolutely. A lot of non-year-end planning, things that absolutely didn't have to be done by year-end, got pushed to 2013. And now most people are starting to pick up the ball and move forward. And now, again, that Obama has his 2014 proposals out there, people are scrambling to say if they want GRATs, get them done now. If they want to take advantage of certain discounted gifting, you got to get it done before these techniques disappear.
Well, it's been good talking to you. The segment always flies by, and I know you got to get back to work, but thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon, Laura.
Thank you very much for having me.
And great to visit with Laura Hexter at Helsel Fetterman. For those of you who would like to get your estate plan in order, I'll give out her phone number. It's 206-689-2153. Again, 206-689-2153. You can also email Laura, Laura Hexter, LHOEXTER at Helsel.com. That's HELSELL.com. More business briefing after the break. We'll talk about the big tax changes in Oregon that could impact your Washington business.